Can everybody hear me? Do I have to put my mouth up close? Can you hear me?
No. No.
No?
No.
Who said no?
Speak up.
Charles, of course. You can't hear me?
Turn off your hearing aid, Charles.
I don't have one. You need to get the microphone closer to you a little bit, please.
All right, but that might.
You know how to do it.
No.
She knows how to do it.
Just Charles,
you know how to do it.
Speak into that mic.
You got to get it up to your mouth.
That's
talk,
it.
Talk to it.
Say one, two, three, test.
Can anybody hear?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Speak into that mic.
Okay, I'm not used to speaking into mics. I'm not really even used to speaking in front of people, but I do the best I can. But I thought we'd go ahead and have the blessing first so we can start eating, and then I'll talk to you a little bit, and then Dr. Hart, our guest speaker, will be talking to us tonight. So let's bow our heads in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us here all together tonight, that we may fellowship and learn about each other and our ancestors for our descendants' sake and for history's sake. We thank you for bringing us here safely and pray you will take us home safely also. And we thank you for this food which we're about to eat that will nourish our bodies to thy service. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's eat. I believe most everybody's on their dessert now. I know I just finished my banana pudding, and it was very good. We have a wonderful speaker tonight, and before I introduce him to you, I was just going to say a few words. And I want to welcome everyone that's here, and thank you all for coming. We've been working hard this year to put on another Oktoberfest that everybody would love to be there. So I hope you have enjoyed yourself this evening. And if you're coming back tomorrow, we've got a lot of good things planned tomorrow too. So I wanted to say that this is the end of our 30th year as a society, Orangeburg German Swiss Genealogical Society, started 30 years ago in 1981 in Atlanta. And Beverly Schuller and Bill Linder had letters and conversations while they were there about starting this association. And they went through with their discussion, and here we are today, 30 years later. Well, I'm trying to think of what I'm going to say next. I'm not that great of a speaker, but I did have some things to say about our society and how, what, you know, the fact this has gone on this long and it's lasted this long is because of our members and because of our leadership. So in a small way, I wanted to kind of honor our past presidents. I noticed, well, first let me say this. Last year, while we were enjoying ourselves here at Oktoberfest on Saturday, Josephine Schuller passed away. And I thought it was really kind of fitting in a way that she had helped me. It was my first year of doing it. She helped me through the whole thing, and I was really grateful to her. But I didn't really know she was as sick as she was. She kind of never let on to me that she was really that sick. But after Oktoberfest, we found out that she had passed away. And I was just really surprised to hear, you know, that she was gone. But anyway, and she was one of our presidents and one of our charter members and secretary and a lot of other offices that she held. So she really was an important person in carrying this society on. But one thing that when she, a few months later, she had left some of her belongings, or, well, they weren't her belongings, they were our belongings that were at her house. And so we brought them down to the archives and went through them. And then they called me from the college where she worked and said, come and get some more of Josephine's things. So, and it was just a wonderful treasure. So I went through everything, and a lot of the things went to the Sally archives to go in the family files, and there were some books in there also. And also, she had all of her records on Oktoberfest. And to me, that was just a thrill. I just really enjoyed. I took everything and put it together in chronological order. And she had a little something on every Oktoberfest, maybe except one or two. But I put everything together in those memory books, and I have them out there on one of our tables. So if you get a chance to look through those books, some of you people who've been with us a long time might see yourselves in there, a little bit younger. But it was just real. It's really a treasure. It's an archive of all the Oktoberfests that have come before. So I really would like you guys to look at it if you get a chance tonight or tomorrow sometimes. I also, Margaret Waters, our vice president, had before taken all of our minutes last year and organized them chronologically. But of course, Josephine had her copies in the minutes, so we kind of filled in with the minutes too. So we have all of our minutes also. And those are going to be kept down at the Sally Archives if anybody, any of you guys are interested in seeing the going on for 30 years worth of minutes in the society. We're keeping those down there also. And then briefly, I will say, speaking about Josephine, I also want to speak about Jimmy Gressett, which you all know he passed away this past August. And it's just a really a big hole not having him here, because he is always here. And he's been a friend of mine for many years, since high school. So it's difficult to believe he's not with us anymore. But he really left a long legacy of helping with the society. He always did everything that he asked, that we asked of him. And he was a really great history lover. So I want us to remember him tonight, and I kind of feel like his presence is with us anyway. Yes, you may.
And Mr. Joe Jones, you know, that worked so long with this society. His grandmother was a Wanamaker, you know.
Yes.
They lived in Salad.
Yes.
And he's not well at all. He has Alzheimer's.
Yes, we had gotten that news. He was actually here last year, though. His daughter brought him. And he really enjoyed himself, but I understand he's not doing any better. And but he was another one that really has done so much for the society. But since this is the 30th year, we'll be starting on our 31st year. I wanted to say something and acknowledge all of our presidents. Because each and every one of them have contributed something towards keeping the society going for 30 years. And I just think it's amazing. I really think it's amazing that we've held everything together that long. So what I want to do is just list everybody and say a little something about each one. And when I call your name, I'd really like for you to stand up so that I can everybody will know who you are. and, of course, my name is Pamela Johnson, and I've been the last 2 years the president. Very novel thing for me, I'll tell you that. But before me, we had Mrs. Lynn Shula Teague, and she's sitting right here. And she has been a wonderful president, and I was her vice president, and she taught me so much, and she's helped me through these presidential years of mine, too. And before Lynn, of course, was Josephine. She's not with us anymore. And then before Josephine, Dr. Lawton Sally was our president. Can you stand up for us, Lawton? Everybody remember him. Some of us saw him in his office when he was practicing medicine for colds and so forth. And then in 2001 to 2003, and I didn't mention the years on the others, I'm sorry about that, but Billy Dell, William R. Dell, which he is not with us tonight. He had another engagement, and then also he's undergoing some surgery, so he isn't able to join us this weekend. But Billy was the one that started the First Families, and he asked me if I would be chairman of the First Families, and I didn't know what in this world I was doing, but I said yes. But and it's turned into a nice thing. And then before that was our Beverly. She served 99 to 2001, Beverly Sloan Schuler. And before that, Dr. Julian Kelly, he's from Savannah, 1997 to 1999. He did the Dantzler, a lot on the Dantzler family. And 1991 to 96 is Frederick Smith. And Frederick is here with us tonight. So glad to have you too. And Frederick was instrumental in making the township map, which we have some that we're giving away here this weekend. They're out on one of our tables out there if you care to get one. But that was quite an interesting and intricate undertaking, Frederick. And anybody that hasn't seen that Orangeburg Township map, you'll see it's very, very complicated. But before Frederick, 1989-1991, Gene Jeffries. And Gene is with us tonight. And Gene was very instrumental in drawing us into the computer age. And he was the first one, our first webmaster. And he started the website. And I'll never forget one of my first genealogy meetings that I came here to Oktoberfest, and he was holding a talk about computers and you know, how to use computers in your genealogy. And I remember I asked a question, and it was such a dumb question, and because I knew nothing about computers, but he explained it to me so well, and I felt kind of dumb because I didn't know anything, but I was glad that Gene was there to tell me. And before Gene, we had in 1989, Mr. Alfred Sheriff Gramley, and his wife Pauline is here tonight. You're here, aren't you, Pauline? Oh, okay. You don't have to stand up. But yes, I never did know Mr. Gramley, but I do know Pauline, and she's a fine lady, and she's always been there whenever we needed her. 1984 to 1987 is Josephine again, which we've already talked about her. And before that, 1983-1985, Harold Seifert. And Reverend Seifert is a minister. He lives in Charleston, and he's usually here every year, but I don't see him here this year. I don't know if anybody, I hadn't heard from him either, so I don't know if anybody knows how he's doing, but he was a really fine president also. I know he wrote some really good articles. When I was going through the newsletters, putting those together, he had a lot of really fine articles. And then 1981, that's when I just previously said that the society was started in Atlanta by Beverly Schuler. I was trying to track down Beverly, and I finally found her, and she's back in Mount Pleasant now. And I got a message from her son, Sloan Schuler. And he said that Beverly was not well, and I'm going to read to you what he said. Because Beverly is like the driving force behind the society for many, many years, which I know a lot of y'all already know. And he says to me, her short-term memory is fading, but she still knows everyone. Her long-term memory is still as strong as ever. She remembers everyone and just survived an operation that almost took her from us 3 times as she was recovering. It took about 3 months from the start to now. Things are getting back to normal. She is walking without a walker and improving daily. However, I doubt she will be able to make any more trips. She says to tell the members that she misses being an active part of the society, and each of them should be very proud for keeping their family history and the society alive for generations to come. It seems many young people do not gain the wisdom or desire to understand the importance of knowing how their families move countries, governments, and shapes our society until later in life. The society keeps this information fresh, growing and alive for generations to come. We are the family scribes and storytellers of our generation. Please support the society. And then Hope says, thank you for remembering her. And as a personal note, as a child, I will never forget going on vacations and stopping at every graveyard along the way to see if there were any Johnstones buried in them. We always used to joke as to how many graveyards were left between SC and Florida that we had not walked all over searching for Johnstones. She is and will forever be a real hoot to be around. And Lordy, if we found one, we'd have to spend hours at the local records office to see who they were and where they came from. Then it was vacation time, ha ha ha. So I thought that was a very touching email, and I knew you guys probably want to know what was going on with Beverly. But I just want to thank all the people that served as president, and I want to thank you for, you know, making it a joy for me to be a member of the society. I've learned so much and done so much. But I think I've said enough about that subject. What I'd like to do now is introduce you to the people that are sitting at the head table with me. And over here, I have my mother-in-law, Miss Colleen Jolly. And this is her friend, Mr. L.T. Hughes. Miss Jolly is from Bamberg. And the lady sitting next to her is from Barnwell, and or Klein, South Carolina.
You better tell them Barnwell. They have heard of Klein.
Klein, which is near Barnwell?
It's between Barnwell and Allendale.
Okay. Well, this is Miss Mary Jane Miller. If any of you guys don't know her, y'all need to meet her because she loves to tell you everything about history. And she was a speaker for us the last few years. What?
97,
okay. And on this end I have somebody which you people probably have corresponded with but never knew his face. This is Jim Rickenbacker. He is our webmaster. And I am so proud of our website. And all I have to do is say, Jim, do this, Jim, do that. And he says, it's done. And, of course, our vice president is Margaret Waters. And she lives in Savannah. So, and she's been a big help to me getting this thing together. Reverend Seifert has asked me if he could speak a few words about our society. He, of course, was our president for 2 terms at 2 different times. So I think we're really honored to have you speak to us a little bit, Reverend Seifert. So here's Reverend Harold Seifert.
I just wanted to say to you that this organization was not organized here in Augsburg, but rather in Lanark. 30 years ago, the National Genealogical Society started an organization they called the Conferences in the States. The first one was in Atlanta. At that time, Bill Lindner worked with the National Genealogical Society. And this organization is actually his thought work. He was then living in Virginia, so he would not accept the presidency when it was made. But Beverly Shuler was the first president of this organization, and she was elected in Atlanta at that conference. And I happened to be there at that time. And Bill and Beverly are the backbone of this organization. I've been asked to offer the blessing, and if you'll part with me in prayer. We thank thee, God, our Father, not only for the heritage which we have as your children, but the heritage we have in Orangeburg County. And we thank you for this research that has been going on. Now we ask our blessings upon our food today, but we ask our blessings upon each of us, that as we continue to glorify thy name in the heritage that we have as Orangeburgers, that we might be mindful of thy presence, thy power, thy love, and thy grace. Speak to our hearts now as we partake of this food and this fellowship together. We ask it in thy blessed name. Amen. Amen.